Tiger Woods did it again. He was down 7 strokes at the halfway mark of the Arnold Palmer Invitational, a tournament named for a guy who was famous for comebacks. And Tiger Woods came back to win the tournament yesterday in dramatic fashion. It's his 5th straight PGA Tour win. He's climbing up the all-time win list. He's tied with Ben Hogan now. From Orlando, Florida, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Assuming Tiger Woods ends up shattering every golf record in sight, and it's looking like a pretty good assumption at this point, the Arnold Palmer Invitational of 2008 may end up as just another stop on the highway to golfing immortality. But today, it is as good an indicator as any of how Woods, at the age of 32, dominates his sport unlike any other athlete in the world. Over 4 dramatic days, Woods struggled, adjusted, and ultimately dazzled his way to victory. Let's start with the dazzling. On the last hole of the tournament, Woods stood over a 25-foot downhill putt. He was tied with Bart Bryant for the lead. Sink it and win, miss it and go into a playoff. Greenside tournament host Arnold Palmer said to those around him, "It's going in." At 78, Arnie's still got the eye. Woods slammed his black hat down on the ground and did some happy bellowing himself. All week he had complained about the condition of the greens, which had been damaged recently by microscopic worms. But on that last winning putt, Woods says the 18th green cooperated, basically by funneling the ball to the spot Woods wanted.
And I hit the putt. I knew the pace was going to be good, whether or not the green took it or not. And it waited a long time for the green to take that putt. But once it did, it went straight right and went right in the hole.
Bart Bryant heard the roar while he was signing his card in the scoring trailer. He smiled, shook his head, and emerged as just the latest PGA player with Tiger tracks on his back.
I tried hard, and he's a hard guy to take. You know, when the chips are down, he just has an incredible way of making the shot when he has to, or making an incredible putt, or both.
In fact, the shot that came right before the putt on 18 had Woods celebrating with his caddy in the fairway. It was a 5-iron into a suddenly frisky breeze. He talked about it at a press conference after his victory.
You have to understand, I hadn't hit the ball that well in the last 3 days. And then to have that shot with everything on the line, to hit a shot, give myself a putt at it, I was so fired up, I hit that shot the way I wanted to.
Woods' 64th PGA victory tied him with the late golfing legend Ben Hogan. But that wasn't the only connection between the two. Woods said after his victory, "I turned a mediocre tournament into a good one." And he believes the way he did it, tinkering, constantly doing practice swings after errant shots, would have made Hogan proud.
You know, he was one of the guys, one of the first guys to ever do a lot of swinging in the room. At night in a hotel room, to try and figure it out for the next day and have a game plan going out the next day when he warmed up. That's the whole idea of understanding your game so you could fix it on the fly. I made some good adjustments yesterday when I was playing. Today I could feel something coming on and made a quick adjustment, and I got back to dialed in again, which felt great.
5 straight PGA victories and counting. Woods plays the Doral tournament starting Thursday. He's won there the last 3 years. At some point, he's going to flash that toothy smile and say, "Well, can't win them all," at some point, because right now, Tiger Woods can. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Orlando.